Welcome to Creative Conversations. I'm Dr. Sue, and the focus of this show is comedy songs. We're talking to songwriter-singer Ray Jessel. Ray was the composer-lyricist of the Broadway musical Baker Street. He was the last lyricist to work with Richard Rodgers on the show I Remember Mama. And one of his songs, A Little Bit More, was the last song Rodgers wrote for the musical stage. His other writing credits include the television shows Head of the Class, The Carol Burnett Show, The Dean Martin Show, and The Love Boat. Ray's songs have been recorded by Louis Armstrong, Jimmy Durante, Peggy Lee, and Sammy Davis Jr., and on recent CDs by Michael Feinstein, John Pizzarelli, and Karen Akers. Ray made his debut as a cabaret performer at the age of 72.
Mm-hmm.
He has played a series of sold-out shows in Hollywood, Toronto, San Francisco, and New York. He won Backstage Bistro Award in 2004 and is the winner of 2 Mac Awards, one for comedy in music and the other for special material. He is currently performing at Don't Tell Mama in New York every Wednesday at 7 p.m. So welcome to Creative Conversations with Ray Jessel.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sue.
I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
We met the first time. We didn't actually meet. I was sitting in the audience when you sang I'm a Genius. Yeah, and I thought, we have so much in common, because that's how I think about myself, actually. But not too many other people.
Well, I don't really think of myself as that. I mean,
I know, it's a spoof. On my good days, I think of myself like that. But I did take an internet IQ test, and I got a 0. So that brought me down to size. Now, I understand your first CD is called Ray Jessel, The First 70 Years, and you're working on a follow-up, Ray Jessel, The Next 70 Years.
Exactly.
And this is 2 parts of a 3-part trilogy.
I hope to live to finish the trilogy.
The
yes.
trilogy, which yes. would make you, how old? I'm not too good at
210.
210, and why not?
Well, it would have to be a few years more than that, because it would be after the 210 I'd be...
Well, of course, you have time to record the studio.
Yeah, and promote the CD.
Why not?
So on. Exactly.
You would be the musical Methuselah.
I hope so.
Why not? Now, you began your performing debut at 72. Mm-hmm. What gave you the idea to start performing?
Well, you can blame Michael Feinstein a little bit for that. For a few years before that, he'd performed some of my comedy songs in his act. And he came to me and said at some time later that, I'm getting laughs with this material. You really should be out there performing it yourself, Ray, he said to me. And at the time, I kind of agreed, but I didn't have enough material for an evening, for an act. But I started writing stuff. And when I finally had enough material for an evening, I asked the Tom Rolla, who runs a place called the Gardenia in Hollywood, if I could have an evening, and he agreed. And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
History
and future.
And future.
Both history and future.
And future. Absolutely.
That's which is what. Now, show business, as we know, is an industry that favors the young. But you spotlighted your age.
Yeah, I thought that made me different from all the other young upstarts.
That's really, so you took what you had and you said, I'm going to make it a blessing.
Absolutely.
Well,
it kind of brought together everything I'd done before, because I'd either been a serious musician or I'd been a comedy writer. And I'd been a songwriter, but I hadn't been a comedy songwriter mainly, which is what I've become.
That's what you've become. And your persona, when I saw you did I'm a Genius, it's like you looked, your look, the song, everything came together. I mean, it was
great.
Well,
I get the feeling of that when I perform, that it's coming together.
I think it's great. Now, how long have you been writing songs?
Oh, since I was a kid, you know. I mean, songs of one kind or another.
That was something naturally that was like...
Yeah, I was always into music, and I started studying violin, but I knew by my early teens that I was not going to be a concert violinist. But I always loved noodling on the piano.
Yeah, it was a natural, it was just like the way you... And I understand you were the last lyricist to work with Richard Rodgers.
Yeah, that was quite a privilege and an amazing turn of events.
Well, how did you happen to work with Richard Rodgers?
Well, some years before that, back in the 60s, as you mentioned, I co-wrote a musical about Sherlock Holmes called Baker Street.
Right.
And it was produced by Alexander Cohen. And Alexander Cohen was out of town. They were out of town with his show, I Remember Mama. And Martin Charnin had been the lyricist for the show. And there were some creative differences out of town, and they wanted changes. And Martin didn't want to do the changes, so eventually they let him go and brought in a whole new team. So I got a call. I was working on The Love Boat in Hollywood, and I got a call from Alex Cohen saying, get on the next plane, Richard Rodgers wants to meet with you.
Wow.
So I get on the next plane.
Right,
I got a leave of absence from The Love Boat and went out to meet with him, and we got along, and that's really how it happened.
And
he liked what I'd done in Baker Street, and so, you know.
What was it like to work with him? What was he like as a writing partner?
He was fine. He was very sick at that time, so he died about 6 months later. He had to talk through a voice box. He had a cancer of the throat.
Mm.
And, the first time I met with him, the way he liked to work was that the lyricist would write a lyric, and then you'd give him the lyric, and then he'd come up with a tune for it. So he called me over to his apartment to say I've got the music for this song, and so I go over there and I play it down, and my face kind of falls, and I turn to him and I say, there's a part of the music I think is not working, and I turn to him and I say, I don't believe that I, Ray Jessel, am saying this to Richard Rodgers, but wouldn't it be, he said, oh, forget that garbage. He said, what do you think?
Wow. Isn't that
wonderful? And I said, well, I think this note, I think it should be this rather than that. And he said, no, that's not right. And I said, then I suggested another thing. He said, yeah, that's it. And from then on, we were the best of pals on the thing there. So he'd found somebody he could work with, is what it meant, and who wasn't, like, daunted by his presence, you know.
That he can continue to be a creative person.
Exactly.
And not a living legend.
Yeah.
But still a creative person.
That was when he said, oh, forget all that crap. I've forgotten what actual word he used, but it was a word like that. And he didn't want to be regarded as an icon, but as a person,
a productive,
productive writer, yes,
so, exactly.
So I had pretty good time with him. I know that there were other lyricists that did not have a good time with him, but that's another matter.
Well, everybody has their own experience,
yeah.
And you've also written for some amazing singers, people like Jimmy Durante, Louis Armstrong, Peggy Lee. What is it like to work for people like that?
Well, in those particular occasions, I had very little to do with it. Well, Peggy Lee, I was a little bit, had some connection with her, but the others were, I'd written, again, with my partner, I'd written a song that was in a show that was supposed to come into Broadway, but didn't come into Broadway. It played out in Montreal, and what the title song, which was the show was called Hell's a Bobbin. It was a remake of the old Hell's a Bobbin, but an update, if you will. And this Hell's a Bobbin, I was with publishers who were very active in getting the song to other performers. So I was never there. I was not at the recording session when Louis Armstrong did it. I mean, I was thrilled to bits.
Yeah, just the fact that he would do it. I mean, you're really a part of something so fantastic. And he, of course, is a genius. And I think it's time to hear you as a genius. So let's hear the song, I'm a Genius.
I do have another problem, too. It's an ongoing problem. I don't know whether anybody else here has a similar problem. It seems I'm a lookalike. I walk down the street and kids yell out, Einstein, Einstein. I'm kind of like a sighting, like Elvis, only for intellectuals. So it kind of bugged me for a while, but finally I said to myself, why fight it? Go with it. So tonight, here is a number from the album Einstein Sings.
Ha, 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 ha.
And you thought I was just a mathematician. I'm the greatest in the field of physics. Theoretical. My name is Albert Einstein. But you can call me Al. I've heard some people natter. There's others just as smart as me. Like all things, it's a matter of relativity. A brighter brain than mine, that's a non-starter. A few perhaps are cuter, but none smarter. Proof, you insist. Okay, let's play a small game. Let's make a list of who's even in the ball game. Shakespeare? Mozart? Maybe. Shakespeare was good. Mozart was good. But me, I'm a genius. Van Gogh wasn't bad. Thoreau rates a tad. But me, I'm a genius. There's Machiavelli, there's Keats and there's Shelley, and Madame Curie and the rest. But like Bach and like Handel, they can't hold a candle to me. I'm the best. Ben Franklin was fair, and so was Flaubert, and Voltaire wasn't terrible. Rambo sure could rhyme, Rousseau was sublime, but I'm incomparable. There's Haydn and Dryden, Cervantes, the Brontes, but calls them the brainiest bar. They're all smart, they're all bright, they're okay, they're all right. But there's only one genius, moi. Moi, 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 moi. Two cheers for Rembrandt and Immanuel Kant. But me, I'm a genius. Alexander's the great, next to me is third rate, just like Paganini's. There's Igor Stravinsky, Nijinsky, and Minsky, and Homer, of course, rates an odd. There's Newton, Nietzsche, and Pavlov is peachy, but me, I'm a god. Monet, Rabelais, throw in Escoffier. His souffle was quite edible. And Dr. Heimlich, that maneuver was slick. But ich bin incredible. Euripides, Thucydides did not write stupidities. You sure couldn't give them a C. They're not dim, they're not dumb. They're much smarter than some. But genius? Fiddle-dee-dee. Some say Puccinius. Some say Fellinius. Maybe the guy who first put mustard on a Venus. There's just one genius, me, who said MC squared equals E. That's me.
That was so, so, so great. I just love it.
Thank you.
We've been talking here to Ray Jessel, the writer and the performer of I'm a Genius, and we've been listening to Creative Conversations, so come on right back right after this break.